4. The Gift of Revelation. Revelation is evolutionary, but always progressive. Down through the ages of a world's history, the revelations of religion are ever expanding and successively more enlightening. It is the mission of Revelation to sort and censor the successive religions of evolution. But if Revelation is to exalt and upstep the religions of evolution, then must such divine visitations portray teachings which are not too far removed from the thought and reactions of the age in which they are presented. Thus must and does Revelation always keep in touch with evolution. Always must the religion of Revelation be limited by man's capacity of receptivity. But regardless of apparent connection or derivation, the religions of Revelation are always characterized by a belief in some deity of final value and in some concept of the survival of personality identity after death. Evolutionary religion is sentimental, not logical. It is man's reaction to belief in a hypothetical ghost spirit world, the human belief reflex excited by the realization and fear of the unknown. Revelatory religion is propounded by the real spiritual world. It is the response of the superintellectual cosmos to the mortal hunger to believe in and depend upon the universal deities. Evolutionary religion pictures the circuitous gropings of humanity in quest of truth. Revelatory religion is that very truth. There have been many events of religious revelation, but only 5 of epical significance. These were as follows. 1. The Dalmatian teachings. The true concept of the first source and center was first promulgated on Urantia by the 100 corporeal members of Prince Caligastia's staff. This expanding revelation of deity went on for more than 300,000 years until it was suddenly terminated by the planetary secession and the disruption of the teaching regime. Except for the work of Van, the influence of the Dalmatian revelation was practically lost to the whole world. Even the Noddites had forgotten this truth by the time of Adam's arrival. Of all who received the teachings of the 100, the red men held them longest. But the idea of the Great Spirit was but a hazy concept in Amerindian religion when contact with Christianity greatly clarified and strengthened it. 2. The Edenic Teachings. Adam and Eve again portrayed the concept of the Father of all to the evolutionary peoples. The disruption of the first Eden halted the course of the Adamic revelation before it had ever fully started. But the aborted teachings of Adam were carried on by the Sethite priests, and some of these truths have never been entirely lost to the world. The entire trend of Levantine religious evolution was modified by the teachings of the Sethites. But by 2500 BC, mankind had largely lost sight of the revelation sponsored in the days of Eden. 3. Melchizedek of Salem. This emergency son of Nebadon inaugurated the third revelation of truth on Urantia. The cardinal precepts of his teachings were trust and faith. He taught trust in the omnipotent beneficence of God and proclaimed that faith was the act by which men earned God's favor. His teachings gradually commingled with the beliefs and practices of various evolutionary religions and finally developed into those theologic systems present on Urantia at the opening of the first millennium after Christ. 4. Jesus of Nazareth. Christ Michael presented for the 4th time to Urantia the concept of God as the universal Father, and this teaching has generally persisted ever since. The essence of his teaching was love and service, the loving worship which a creature son voluntarily gives in recognition of and response to the loving ministry of God his Father, the free will service which such creature sons bestow upon their brethren in the joyous realization that in this service they are likewise serving God the Father. 5. The Urantia Papers. The papers of which this is one constitute the most recent presentation of truth to the mortals of Urantia. These papers differ from all previous revelations, for they are not the work of a single universe personality, but a composite presentation by many beings. but no revelation short of the attainment of the Universal Father can ever be complete. All other celestial ministrations are no more than partial, transient, and practically adapted to local conditions in time and space. While such admissions as this may possibly detract from the immediate force and authority of all revelations, the time has arrived on Urantia when it is advisable to make such frank statements, even at the risk of weakening the future influence and authority of this, the most recent of the revelations of truth to the mortal races of Urantia.